square seats at Lindsay's.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and to our Sunday School Christmas program. We begin by singing our processional hymn 380, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. In the name of the Father, who calls us his children, in the name of Jesus, whose birth we celebrate this day, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, who gifts us with faith. Amen. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
The world longs for your salvation, yet we enter in our homes and lock our doors. Forgive us, Father.
God has sent his Son to break down the barriers of sin that divides us. The door to heaven stands open. Rejoice in his forgiveness and share his good news. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Christmas greetings! We know you have been sending and receiving lots of Christmas cards. We have made special Christmas cards to share with you today. We didn't make these cards to tell you how our families have been or to show you pictures of how big we are getting. We made these cards to share with you the good news that came into our lives at the first Christmas. The good news we share with you today does not end when we open our presents and take down our Christmas trees. The good news that Jesus was born to live a perfect life for us, to die to pay the price for our sins, and to rise to win us eternal life with Him that lasts forever.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Cornelius was governor of Caesarea, and everyone went to his own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were in there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn.
Thank you. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with an angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom with he is pleased."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
But the darkness has not understood it.
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
The Word became flesh, and he made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory and one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Thank you.
looking at Christmas cards and put the letters and pictures sent in them away. But the good news we bring to you today, God will never end. God sent his Son to be one of us, to live among us, to die for us, to rise for us. Nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ.
If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall trouble or hardship or privation or famine or meekness or danger or sword?
No, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
These Christmas cards proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth. They remind us of Jesus' love and assures us that nothing can separate us from him.
We thank our children for their great presentation of the gospel Christmas message this morning, for all of their parents, and for the effort that they made and brought their children here for rehearsals each and every week, starting all the way back in November. We turn now to our Lord in prayer. Let us stand. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with the gift of life and salvation by sending your only begotten Son into this world to be our Savior from sin. We thank you that the Lord Jesus grew to be a man, perfect in every way, and still tempted like us and yet without sin. We thank you that he willingly went to the cross for us and for our salvation. And we thank you, Lord, that this message has been preserved and handed down from generation to generation, so that we are still blessed to celebrate the birth of Christ here today. Lord, we pray that you would bless our time of celebration, our travels to and from our homes and the homes of our loved ones. And we pray, Lord, that you would allow the gospel light of Christ, born for us, crucified for us, and raised for us, to shine forth in all that we do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we entrust all things into your good and gracious hands. We pray that you would watch over and bless all those that we know and love who go through a difficult time, whether it be through illness or injury. Also those, Lord, we know during this time of year who have suffered the loss of loved ones throughout this past year. We pray that you would allow this season of light to give them hope and comfort, knowing that indeed Jesus is the light of the world, and he shines brightly in the darkness of our own hearts, those that are plagued by sin and by the sadnesses we have faced. We thank you for the promises that you are with us always, and we pray all this in Jesus' name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May God the Father bless you and keep you as his children. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ fill you with peace throughout this new year. And may the Holy Spirit keep your faith strong in the good news of salvation, which we have celebrated this day.
Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Joy to the world. See how the Father has loved us.
We are called God's children, and that's what we are.
We remain standing for the recessional hymn.
Joy to the world.
congregation may be seated. Special thank yous out to Mr. Williams for playing on the piano. All right. Mrs. Marlene Welch is one of the leaders for our Sunday School Christmas program, along with Mrs. Faith Block. They did a great job this year, as always. Thank you to all the Sunday School teachers for their participation and help throughout those weeks as well. Again, to the parents for bringing your children each and every week, to all of you for coming out and supporting us. We do have special Christmas services on Christmas Eve at 5 o'clock, 7:15, and 10 p.m. Also on Christmas Day at 10 a.m. You're always welcome to join us here at St. John Lutheran Church. Look forward to greeting you now at the doors as we go forward in the name of our Lord and to pick up our dear children.